I guess about 2 weeks ago, we went live with the soft launch of Bitcoin payments. So you can create an event, accept Bitcoin, and get paid in Bitcoin. And you know, anytime you want to move the funds out of your wallet, then it's available. So we wanted to create an alternative that's used globally. So a lot of us are digital nomads. You know, we live in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Argentina, Spain. So we wanted to bring that kind of a global solution to people that's really, really focused on local community groups.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Robert Waterston, who, among other things, is the founder of a new app called Picnic Groups. Picnic Groups is focused on creating and developing local communities and especially giving entrepreneurs and small business owners an easy way to begin creating new business for themselves. Recently, Robert has partnered with Velus Commerce to integrate Lightning into Picnic Groups. One thing I appreciate about today's conversation is that the reason Robert chose Bitcoin is because it's the most rational business decision. It just makes sense for his business. And that's one thing I'm looking forward to seeing in the coming years. People adopting Bitcoin, not because they're necessarily Bitcoiners, at least initially, but rather adopting Bitcoin because it just makes sense. Before we get to today's interview, I do want to take a second to thank those who have been supporting the podcast on Fountain. Those who have been streaming SaaS to the podcast include user 4520697, user 3867583636, and user 5211837. Also, thank you to those who have sent boosts to the show, including Hoddle Alvarado, user 3039417 2, who sent three separate boosts, so thank you for that. User 4061158585, and two boosters who included messages, including Crypto Shot Caller, who, in reference to last week's episode with Nick Mouser from Fountain App, said, "Value for value is what's up. Thanks, BizB and Fountain App," as well as Borson Galaber, who, in reference to the same episode, said, "Whoever says Bitcoin has no use case should try the Fountain App. Great update to V1.0, and what a journey in the past 2 years. Thanks for bringing value for value podcasting into your show, Josh." Well, thanks to Borson and everyone who has been supporting this podcast on Fountain. If you want to give it a try, download the Fountain app. It's better than ever with the recent 1.0 release. You'll be able to stream sats to your favorite podcasts, as well as send boosts with messages if you want. And if you do include a message with your boost, I'll plan to read it on the show. Now, this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight is actually my local meetup, the Jackson, Mississippi Bitcoiners. The Jackson, Mississippi Bitcoin Meetup is going strong in its third year of existence. We've already seen membership growth since the Bitcoin price run and are looking forward to being a resource for our local community in the next wave of popular adoption that's just over the horizon. If you're visiting, or more likely traveling through Jackson, stop by the Bellhaven Town Center, also known as BTC, and catch our monthly meetup or reach out to get together for an impromptu lunch so we can show you why Mississippi is called the hospitality state. If you want to make sure you hit our monthly meetup, it's the second Thursday of every month. We meet at Fertile Ground Beer Company in Bellhaven Town Center. We start at 5:15 and generally have people hang out past our 6:45 end time. Keep up with the Jackson, Mississippi Bitcoiners on Meetup or on our Twitter page at JXN Miss Bitcoin. Those links are down below, along with a link to the Oshi app, which you can use to find a Bitcoin meetup near you. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Robert right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Robert, welcome to this show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you being here.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. So you ready for these?
Sure.
First question is, when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
Yeah, I actually read about Bitcoin in Wired magazine in about 2010 when the guy bought the pizza. So I guess it was a long time ago. And unfortunately, I didn't get in at that point. I guess partially because I was just kind of wrapped up into the U.S. financial ecosystem, which I've been less into now. But something else that I was really into that I'm curious to hear from your listeners on is I was actually really into a thing called steganography, which is the method of hiding things in plain sight. And it's certainly somewhat adjacent to crypto world. But I was really into that at the point and trying to code things into different images and things like that. And it's something that I probably should get back into. But I didn't see the use case initially. And in fact, I was much more of an Ethereum advocate as I learned more about it over the coming years. I guess in the last 2 or 3 years, I've become much more of a Bitcoin advocate, almost to the point of being a Bitcoin maximalist, and feel like it really is the new digital gold. And I obviously wish I would have gotten earlier, but I feel like I got in a good time, and I don't think the ride's over. So I'm excited about the opportunities.
Question number two is, what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
Yeah, I think people kind of discount the flexibility of it. Obviously the elegance of it and the stability of it is probably the main thing that makes it the most successful alternative currency out there. But there are also, there are level two solutions like Lightning, which we're going to talk about. And then there's also advances that have been made on top of the chain, like ordinals. And so I think there's a lot more flexibility within Bitcoin than I think people give credit for. Hmm.
Question number three, what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
Yeah, I think networking is really, people need to take advantage of networking a little more. That's how I found my business partners. When I moved to... I moved to Puerto Rico 7 years ago, that was a way to really connect with people. So I would encourage people to network. There's obviously a lot of great content out there on the web and podcasts, and just use your time and continue to learn more about the new things that are coming down the pike.
And to that point, Eric Alvarez from Velas Commerce and I connected. I forget who even initiated that conversation, but we were doing some very similar, maybe tangential things. And now Velas Commerce is a partner of this show, and Eric introduced me to you. And so it is always incredible just to meet other Bitcoiners, people in the Bitcoin space who are interested in incorporating it into their businesses, just seeing what the possibilities are. So we'll move on to question number four here. That is, beyond Bitcoin, what is a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you and your work, especially with the Picnic Groups app most recently?
Yeah, I guess most recently, I've been using an app called Toggle. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I think trying to make more use of your time is something that I think everyone could certainly probably use. So I think there are a lot of tools that you can use to automate kind of your workflow. And so Toggle's a specific one. But I would encourage people to try to capture a little more accountability in their life. And that's something that I've been working towards in the last couple months.
And since you just brought it up, because I haven't heard of Toggle before. Maybe it's very popular and everyone else knows about it but me. But could you share a little bit more about the app? And obviously it helps you with time management. But what exactly does it do and how does it help in that regard?
Yeah, for me, I use it as a Firefox plugin. So I'm actually talking on Chrome, if anybody cares. But I usually have different browsers that I use for different tasks. So for Firefox, I use Toggle to kind of just keep track of my day, and it's just kind of you jump over to that really easily, and kind of that's pretty much all I use Firefox for. Which I probably should use that one more. But there are a lot of good browsers out there. From I use Brave a lot. I actually have some of my Ethereum in the Brave browser, so definitely give a shout out to those guys as well. There's a lot of good time management out there, but for me, Toggle is the one that I've been using the most recently.
And now we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
Yeah, I generally ask why not. I actually started out as an auditor and a CPA and kind of moved into consulting. And a lot of the times, you'll see something that's not being performed correctly or not optimized, and you need to figure out, okay, well, why haven't you done it this way or whatever? And I think that the even better question is and then what? So I'd like to say, okay, and then what? Like, what's the next step, and why, Why haven't you thought about this one? So that's kind of my perspective on that.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. All right. Well, Robert, we're here today to talk about Picnic Groups. Like I said, I think earlier, Velus Commerce has actually been helping you with integrating Lightning into what you're doing. Before we get into any of that, though, could you just share with us about the app and why you created it, especially given the context of so many other social apps? What is it that sets Picnic Groups apart?
Right. Well, the app, As I mentioned before, I moved to Puerto Rico about 7 years ago, and didn't know anyone, and was able to meet a lot of great people through networking. But there were a lot of WhatsApp groups that were really helpful in terms of connecting with the community. So we, when we started to kick around Picnic, we wanted to build on top of that, and then it just seemed like it was a more elegant solution to just start fresh from scratch and build something that was designed specifically for groups and for public communities. And there's really nothing out there like that right now. It's an integrated all-in-one solution that allows you to connect with your group, do a chat, do events. It's a lot different than WhatsApp or Telegram. It's obviously a lot different than Meetup. Obviously a lot different than Reddit or Twitter. It's kind of a little mix of all of those. But we wanted to have a public space where people could join the groups and create the events. And then I guess about 2 weeks ago, we went live with the soft launch of Bitcoin payments. So you can create an event, accept Bitcoin and get paid in Bitcoin. And anytime you want to move the funds out of your wallet, then it's available. So we wanted to create an alternative that's used globally. So a lot of us are digital nomads. We live in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Argentina, Spain. So we wanted to bring that kind of a global solution to people that's really, really focused on local community groups.
And as far as like business use cases or examples of people using Picnic Groups for commerce, what are some of the people, the types of people or types of businesses that have had the most success so far? I know this is a question for you as you're starting out, so you might not have the most examples, but maybe a few you could, even just like one or two you could draw from the hat of people who are using Picnic Groups effectively, especially to drive some people, customers to their business.
It's resonated most with service providers, particularly in the health and wellness zone. Again, on the Bitcoin side, people are able to get paid with a very minimal fee. I mean, it's only pennies as compared to other event platforms. So that's where we've gotten the most gain from, like a sound healing instructor, a vegan chef, Those types of service providers. And again, it's really geared towards, more local, kind of micro businesses. We call them everyday entrepreneurs. And that's where we think we provide the most value.
I know you said you're based in Puerto Rico. Is that where most of the user base is as well? You mentioned a few other European countries, I think. What's the growth been like and the adoption? Where has that been?
It's been a very organic growth. We haven't done a lot of advertising. We haven't done any ambassadors at this point. So it's been, Puerto Rico is number one. Actually, Barcelona is number two. Dubai is actually number three. So we're kind of under the radar in a lot of these places, but we're growing slowly, but it's nice to see organic growth and growth that is sustainable. We've got a couple people in Argentina that we brought on board. So we're looking in Argentina as well. I think that's going to be a really good opportunity because Bitcoin is becoming more widely adopted there as well. So right now the app is in English and Spanish. We have about four developers, and I guess two of them are fully bilingual. And so right now we're just going to focus on the Latin American market in the U.S., but eventually we'll be hopefully in other languages soon. But right now it's English and Spanish.
So Bitcoiners won't have this question probably, but maybe other people who aren't as familiar with Bitcoin will. And that is, why Bitcoin? Why have you integrated that into the app? Why not just use U.S. dollars or whatever local fiat currency there is, or any other number of potential options?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Partly because it's just, like I said, it's a more elegant solution, so we can use Bitcoin anywhere in the world. We're not in Bali right now, but one of our developers went to Bali and wanted to take surf lessons, and the surf instructor told him to go use TransferWise and download TransferWise, and there are a whole bunch of hoops that you have to go through to do that. We see that in all different parts of the world. So we wanted to have something that was global. And then I think the other part is we want people to join the ecosystem. And I think Bitcoin gives an opportunity to do that. So people can, put some money into the Bitcoin as an investment. A lot of our customers are using Picnic groups to expand their side hustle and make money outside of their normal regular job. So this is a nice opportunity for them to have an alternative savings point. And, obviously Bitcoin has run up really nicely in the last couple of months, and, there could be a pullback. So there's certainly some volatility, but I think in the long term, Bitcoin is a great investment. And so, I'd like to get the word out to people, not just the people that are already in the tech ecosystem, but people that are, again, we've had a lot of success in the health and wellness community. So we want to bring it to, another million people.
So is Bitcoin the option or one option? Like, is there still a local currency option for people that prefer that over Bitcoin at the moment?
Sure. We actually do accept PayPal. We started with PayPal, but it's not, PayPal obviously isn't accepted everywhere. Really cash is really the other option. And our focus is on in-person events and activities. We don't encourage online events. We want people to connect in person and connect in the real world. So, I think in the longer term, cash in person or Bitcoin is what we'd like to do. And we have QR codes, and it's super, super easy to transfer money. But we want people to connect in person. So that's really the mission here at Picnic Groups. Hmm.
And then you said that I think just in the last couple of weeks, the Bitcoin payments option has gone live. What's the response been from users? Are there like question marks for people? Were they already wanting it and prepared for it? How's that response been?
It's been slow to take up. So it's an education process. So that's something that we need to continue to do. The people that have used it have been really happy, and we're excited to bring it to more customers.
And then the adoption process, kind of integrating Lightning into what you're doing. I know you've been working some with Velus Commerce. Would love to hear a little bit about that. And, some of the things people can expect if they're looking to integrate Bitcoin into their website or app. Like, obviously, it's not all going to be super simple. What are some of the pros that you've experienced so far, as well as some of the things that, maybe helped set some expectations for other business owners who like the idea, but don't, they haven't started on anything yet?
Right. I definitely would. Obviously, we've had a really good experience with LS Commerce, and I think it's important to pick the right partners when you go down this route, because it is very complicated. We're using the Lightning Network, which is called the Layer 2 solution, which is built on top of Bitcoin. So it does add a different, a layer of complexity to it that you really need to have a lot of experience in. So not only are we using the Lightning Network, we're also using something called a Voltage Node, which allows us to route the payments using a peer-to-peer system. So it's certainly more, even though it's an elegant solution, it's definitely a complex solution. So it's important to have the right partner. So anybody you bring on, you definitely want to do a deep dive into their experience with not only with Bitcoin, but with the layer 2 solutions that are out there.
Mm-hmm. And you're pretty early on with Picnic groups. I'm curious to know where you see the future for the app and the communities that are going to grow up within and around it.
Yeah, I think we're going to build a locally focused solution. I think you see in the social media world, it's getting really taken over by AI. And, AI is great for a lot of things. And I've done actually a lot of machine learning in my background. But, I think people are really craving the human component now and craving in-person connections and activities. And so we want to be the go-to place to have a local solution and not have, not have AI in the background always kind of following you around. So I think there's a really big opportunity there. I mean, obviously, the big social media platforms aren't going away. And a lot of the platforms are getting stronger, but you can see with other new businesses that are coming at it, if we're able to get traction, I think there's a really long runway ahead.
Now, Puerto Rico, from an outsider's perspective, seems like it's a place where there are a lot of Bitcoiners. Is that actually the case? Is there a decent community of Bitcoiners? And if so, are there businesses there that are already accepting it? Is there any interest there, or is it still very much early days in Puerto Rico as well?
Yeah, I think it's early days in Puerto Rico just because it's a part of the U.S. And so, we're tied into the U.S. Currency, U.S. credit cards. I think one of the things that is, is more of a challenge is there's also a lot of credit-based purchasing. So, people who are just starting out, that certainly they need that credit. And that's something where we don't have a really good solution for that. All of our events are, not all of them, most of our events are certainly very, very modestly priced. So, $25, $50. But we do have some events that are retreats, and we don't have a layaway program. We don't have a credit program. So if you want to join the $600 retreat, then, either you have to, pay for that either in partial payments or, direct with the provider, or, like I said, we don't have a credit facility, and I'm sure that there are tools out there for that, but that's something that we haven't explored yet. So I think that's maybe one thing that if there was a better credit component, I think that's something that would be helpful for us here. And I'm curious as to other places around the globe, but I think that's one of the certainly one of the opportunities for us as well to build on the ecosystem, like as I said.
So if there is a service business owner out there who's listening to this right now or in the future and is interested, it has like a moderately or low priced type of ticket item, what would be the best way for them to get started with Picnic groups and kind of ensure their success as much as you can?
Sure. They can visit picnicmore.com and download the app. We have about 18 frequently asked questions that you can to learn. We have videos, and just get in and try it. It takes less than a minute to set up a group. Generally, the setting up an event should take about 3 to 5 minutes. The longest part is figuring out what image you want to choose to publicize your event. So get out there and try it would be my recommendation.
Excellent. And do you have any final thoughts to share with the listeners? You've already shared how to get started with Picnic groups, but the additional final thoughts, whether it's connected to incorporating Bitcoin or Lightning into what you're doing or anything else you just like to leave people with.
Yeah, I think the important thing is to, a couple of things I'm stumbling on, but, Bitcoin is again, it's not going away. You know, I think it's a really good investment opportunity. I certainly wouldn't advise someone to put all their life savings to it, but I think it's a good opportunity to have a nice savings plan. But I also want people to use their Bitcoin. And so I think that's the one thing that we want to encourage. You know, certainly we want to hold on to it, but I think the more people that are involved in the ecosystem, the more adoption that we're going to get. And I think that's the way to grow the industry as a whole.
And where can people go to find out more about you and Picnic Groups?
As I said, join us at picnichorror.com. I'm at the, I have a group in Picnic as well, the Hello Picnic. So join us and let me know what you think.
Excellent. Well, Robert, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Robert, you can find those links down in the show notes. And if you are a small business and you think Picnic Groups could be for you, check them out as well. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.